Cattle markets taking a hit from coronavirus. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
They have called it a black swan event, which means it rarely ever happens. We don't see this too awful much, but it has been a scare factor that has impacted people more than anything.
Unprecedented times for all of us as we deal with not only the life and death effects of the coronavirus, but how it's affected business. And for many cattle producers, they're seeing firsthand as the impact has dropped cattle prices dramatically over the past couple of weeks.
Nobody saw it coming, and cattle are a live commodity, so it's different than having like corn or soybeans. You know, they've got a shelf life. We can store them a little longer and stuff. But when cattle got done, they got to go. They got to go. So you got not very many options.
Jerry Ray of Moore County says prices last week fell below where he felt he was able to sell, and he's looking for different options and hoping the markets will correct themselves. Chris Swift of Swift Trading Company in Nashville says it could take some time.
This is a panic, and we have seen panics before, and what we don't want to do is panic. This situation can be worked out once we get some few facts underneath our belt, those facts being where will the coronavirus begin to subside. And with the work that has already been done, we believe that it will be quicker rather than later.
Without a doubt, the impact of the virus is going to be felt for a while, but hopefully contained very soon. Jack Gilbert of Elkmont, Alabama, markets all of his cattle through the Lower Middle Tennessee Cattle Association's video board sale.
I heard a fellow yesterday saying that the coronavirus would be gone in a little while, but the economic impact from it would be around for months after that. That's what I worry about, is just how long it'll take business to get back to normal.
And that's something we're all wondering. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.